moment. It's going to be our 9/11 moment. It's going to be the hardest moment for many Americans in their entire lives.
Yeah, this quarantine has got me feeling like I'm locked in a prison. I got coffins for these beats, they better stay at a distance. Went to Costco for some tissue, they said two was the limit. I saw a granny try to get my hat to fight her to get it. Everybody's turning animalistic. No supplies, no food, next the world's going cannibalistic. Going crazy, we all stuck on our phones. The quarantine, Macaulay Calkins, this a movie. We all home alone. We got bills, Mr. Gates. I wonder how the doctors feel. They gon' have to go see Dr. Phil, Mr. Gates. By the way, if you've ever talked behind my back, that shit's okay. I might get sick if you come say it to my face. This shit's a pandemic, certified crisis. I remember when Corona was a beer and not a man-made virus. I remember getting sick, wasn't shit. Now we panic when we cough, sneeze, or feel like we got any type of sinus. What we do now? Only option is to pray. If you don't want to be 6 feet under, stay six away. Stay home, hide your kids, wash your hands, be safe. It's like a Greyhound bus and it's stopping in every state. Ain't it funny? How them kids think it's funny, and they wanna go and play on spring break. Stupid kids, they gon' sleep in a bed that they made, and then be mad when them same springs that they had break. Can't escape, shit is viral. I was on it way before it hit the news. This is man-made, clickbaited, automated views. This is way more deadly than the flu, way stronger than the devil. Even he couldn't empty the church pews. You a fool if you think it's fake. Onset symptoms after 14 days until your lungs fail and you suffocate. Assisted reparation by a ventilate. Mass population declutteration, a reason to eliminate from Africa to Italy, Nigeria to Sicily. This virus 5G and has global connectivity. Thieving in the night as it creeps in your vicinity and robs you of your basic motor function capabilities. So my task, before the world panics and runs out of all the masks, before discrimination of Asians becomes something we let pass, forgetting that the problem stems from something we can't grasp. Before you yell conspiracy, before you tweet at Donald like it's really gonna fix the situation, but you have no validity. Before the stocks plummet, before every industry realizes that it's workers who slave actually run it. Before total lockdown and depression and anxiety and long nights alone with no contact with society. The riots, the tanks, 90 days of sobriety and social validation off IG notoriety. Before you go crazy, way before you choose the worst time in mankind to have an unplanned baby. Just know, we're all part of the remedy. We on the same team, and Corona is the enemy. Stay home, be safe, and look out for each other.
Verbose.xyz, here we are tonight on the 61st installment of this amazing podcast. I'm your host, the mad scientist Miles Road, coupled with my man Crafter, aka my dick run hot, aka Black Jesus, aka 2-for-1 at Arby's special. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm losing my shit in Rona world. That's all there is. Been a month. I don't know what's happening. Is the boogaloo starting? What's going down, man? I don't know. Is this real? Is it fake? I've tricked myself back and forth. Who knows? I mean, it's probably real.
That does seem like the big question. Like, when is the boogaloo? Is it going to be the electric boogaloo? What is this boogaloo you speak of?
It's the boogaloo, man. It's when you know, crazy white Americans rise up and try to take over the government because they want our tax dollars instead of the current people. I guess that's the plan.
You don't think brown people will be a part of this boogaloo?
I mean, there will be some brown people, but majority is going to be white guys. And so it's going to be like America Part 2, where, you know, corruption just flows up again, and then we have to do this again in fucking 80 to 100 years.
Is that why America's so great? Because our majority is white, where the rest of the world, the minority is white?
No, I think that's correlation, not causation. I think it looks that way, but I don't think that the race is not really the cause.
I mean, there's other majority white countries, right? Like fucking Iceland.
Yeah, but you can't deny history and, you know, things that have happened. And I'm not talking just like slavery and stuff either, but, you know, like, you know, Nazi science that we took over and the science we had, and, you know, the Industrial Revolution and Ford and the assembly line and stuff. Like, there were certain things that, I mean, like, would have happened eventually in time, but it happened here because, you know, that was where it was going on.
Yeah, indeed. Probably because we had some of the craziest motherfucking terrorists come over here, secede them their whole life from Britain, say fuck your taxes, and, you know, take over this landmass. Like, no one fucking thought about it. No one had that. And it's that, you know, that mindset that kind of reverberates through America to this day. It's like, fuck all y'all. I got this because I'm a badass and I'm free, you know? And everybody wants the essence of that without all of the responsibilities that come behind that, you know? With great freedom comes great responsibility. I feel like we forgot that at some point.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know there's a lot of threats you know, medically with coronavirus, and we don't really understand. And every day they say it gets a little worse, it seems. Like, there's a new revelation of it's shittier.
right.
But, I mean...
No, go ahead.
But I don't think we built a country that really allows the kind of restrictions that they've put in place. Like, it's like, well, technically this, and technically that, and the governor, this, or governor, that, and it's the states who did it, and it's just like... But now they're coordinating, and now it seems like even if, fine, they get through with the technicality, it's still against the intention that, you know, the government is not supposed to be colluding with each other to control the citizens. That's not the fucking setup here. That's not how it is. It's not them over us. It was never supposed to be that way.
They're public servants to us. We run the shit. And I think that's becoming more and more apparent as the longer we stay in lockdown. Like, these states that thought, like, oh, huh, you know, I'm going to do the great thing and the politically and the socially right thing, and, you know, I'm going to make sure that I'm a model, we're a model for the rest of the country. You know, these are places where the economy is going to fucking collapse underneath itself, and there was no consideration ever given to, like, the fabric of what the government takes from us, you know? All those taxes and shit go to something, right? So you can't even function as the government that's trying to enforce these laws because you don't have the money to run because you shut down the fucking state. Good job. Good fucking job. Like, chicken or egg, you didn't think about either, you know? And you're, so I mean, you know, don't you think, man? Fuck.
I mean, it just seems, yeah, like, overblown control grab, like, it's like, no, let no crisis go to waste. We've been saying this for weeks now since it happened, but what the fuck?
Yeah. Don't let a good crisis go to waste. But I feel like parts of this feel like it's working out, you know? I have a hard day with this every day because it's like, fucking, what, you know, why do we continue forward? Why are we working? Why are, you know? We're fortunate enough, unfortunate, I guess, in some ways, to still be working. But, like, you know, no, it seems like no one gives a fuck about our existence. So it's hard for me. But then there's parts of it that there seems to be, like, a little bit of, like, a silver lining to this shit-stained cloud, you know. Parts of that being, like, okay, Trump bucks just dropped, right? Fucking have a steady paycheck and then for Trump bucks to drop in, that's pretty fucking cool. You look at things going with the environment and, like, animal populations and things like that. It's weird how we step back and then these things have kind of just worked themselves out. Same thing with, like, crime and things like that, you know? No murderer is going to go out, fucking... No serial killer is going to be going out and, you know, fucking stabbing anytime soon because they're afraid they're going to get that Rona.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There's some weird things about it. And if... But that also gets my conspiracy mind going, too. It feels too much like social engineering. Ha! We convince all of the world's people to stay inside and that the floor is lava and you better fucking sanitize everything and wash your hands. Now you're just out of the way of what nature can do without human interference.
Yeah, I mean, and, like, the precautions they've set up, like, if it's as bad as they've made our lives... Like, there's a big chance that there could be food shortages or mass starvation or mass, you know, violent uprising for people trying to prevent those things.
I don't know if I've ever asked you this before, but if I have, it's a cool checkup. Maybe I'll ask every once in a while to see where you're at with it. But what do you think is more important in the scheme, in the general broadness of life? Humans or the Earth?
Definitely the Earth. Even if it was like a small amount of humans left, like those Georgia Guidestones, limit the population to 500,000. Like humanity would still thrive. The planet is suffering under 7 billion.
What if we could find another planet?
A bigger one or the same size?
A bigger one, let's
We would
say.
need a bigger one because like we breed like fucking rabbits up in this bitch.
But even if you had a smaller planet, let's say somehow you could like convert the gases on Venus to like oxygen or something like that, and like regulate the temperature through some sort of like spraying of ions in the air or something similar to like chemtrails or some shit. And correct me if I'm wrong, Venus is smaller than the Earth, right?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not
Gary,
really into that.
Gary. So let's say
Gary,
Venus.
Gary Venus, how big is Venus compared to my penis?
Okay, I called my penis Earth. Fucking, but imagine like you wouldn't have to take everybody from Earth. The same effects that you're seeing, and even on a greater scale, if you just like relocated even half of the Earth's population to Venus. Boom.
Pretty
Okay, there
close.
we go. There we go.
Pretty close.
Pretty close. So half the population on Venus, half the population on Earth. Boom, there you go. Boom.
That would be pretty dope, Like,
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we need more resources that, we're having to exploit people to get to their resources to so the other 20, 30% can live in luxury.
Right. It becomes like an Elysium situation, you know, where it's
Yeah.
like the elite go off Earth, you know, off sphere into their fucking space station in the sky and shit, which is probably how it would actually show up.
Yeah, all the elite would go to Venus and just wait to take all our shit
Yeah, exactly.
it all there.
Yeah,
See, that's like
exactly.
it'd be better if we could like separate populations that have to take care of themselves.
I don't know. Would you be sad if all the rich people left?
I don't know any of them, so I don't give a shit.
Like the rich people left and the affluent left and they took all of their industry with it and they did, but the deal was like you wouldn't share communications with both sides, you know.
So all their land and everything's like up for grabs.
Yes. All the factories
Yeah.
are left behind, everything's left behind. They leave everything behind, but they take their technologies with them, implement it off world, and then we're left to do our own thing.
That would be amazing. That would be the best fucking possible outcome ever.
Right?
We would be fine. We'd be absolutely fine.
How long do you think it would take before like we created our own class system and a certain echelon of the poor people became like the rulers?
10 years.
Fucking 10 years, dude. Oh my god, that's beautiful. I seriously don't doubt it. Oh my god. Because I feel like that's one of those deep-seated primitive instincts, you know, of humanity, is that the alphas are higher up, and you have this, you know, class of man that's lower, that's willing to accept more tyranny and more control, and then people that are just naturally like, fuck you, I'm gonna do what I want, you know?
Yeah, or people like worked hard, really hard once, and they're like, "I did my part, I'm done."
Dude, for real though, that blows my mind. Like, yeah, I worked a job for 4 years. Now I'm on disability. I did my time. Like, what the fuck is that, dude? What the fuck is? I worked 4 years before I fucking moved out of my house. The fuck is wrong with you? But
It's
that's
like.
some. Go ahead.
If you're not fucking building some company in that time, you're just sitting around watching fucking Maury. Yeah, you fucked up. Maury's not
Right,
that
dude.
good. No one wants to
Yeah.
watch Jerry, bro. No one. No one wants to watch this much fucking court TV and fucking Judge Judy. You failed, bro. They're trying to sell you fucking diabetes equipment and diapers, bro, and life insurance. Like, it's over. It's
At
over.
like 40. At like fucking
Yeah.
40. Fuck. But I mean, nowadays, you don't even fucking need that shit. Fuck broadcast TV. Says the guy who hooks up an antenna anywhere that he goes, but you know, you got streaming services out the yin yang, you got fucking Steam, you got every console known to man. Fuck, dude. Did you hear Nintendo's talking about putting out a dual screen Nintendo Switch?
Like a Switch DS?
Yeah. Like a Switch
what do you
DS.
Do with the, what do you do with the other screen?
I don't know. That one you watch porn on, and then the other one you fucking...
Fuck yeah.
Sold. Play Animal Crossing on. Sold, he says, dude. Fuck. I don't think so, dude. I don't get why people still use consoles, you know? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't have one. I don't have the old, like, 6th gen. That's it.
Yeah, 6th gen and back. Like, every once in a while, like, if I find something at a thrift store or something, like, if there was a Sega Genesis with a copy of Shining Force, I would buy that shit right then and there. Fuck yeah. For, like, $5, you know? Other than that, fucking, I feel like I've had near full collections of ROM sets for, you know, 8-bit to fucking 32-bit since I was in high school. So, what the fuck? What the fuck, people? Like, it blows my mind when people go onto, you know, those, like, Play Stores or whatever, the built-in dashboards that sell you things and fucking buy, like, oh, I want to play, you know, I want to emulate Mario on my Nintendo Switch. What the fuck? Really, dude?
You got scammed. You got scammed. You paid more money for one game than I could pay for fucking 6,000. Thanks to the internet and technology that's existed since like the early 90s.
Right? For real, dude. Emulation has been a thing for a minute. I mean, I remember going to college, and this was like 16 years ago or something like that, 18 years ago, and
you
building... Yeah, I know, right? Building desktops out of fucking dumpsters and then running emulators and people being amazed by it. Like, whoa, no way. I could play fucking GoGo 13 from fucking Nintendo? That was an import from Japan. Holy shit. You know?
Weebler.
Oh, I guess that is kind of weeby. Weird. GoGo 13. Yeah, that was like an early 80s anime. Fuck. But fuck weeaboos, you know, fuck the furry shit. Definitely double fucky fuck the lolly shit. You go to hell. Oh, hi Don Thornton's wife. Sorry I curse a lot. shout out to West Pecos Militia as well. You guys holding it down in the fucking 505. Because I think it's not 575 out there, I don't think.
Boogaloo?
The Boogaloo. Fucking Boogaloo might actually be a thing, which is fucking weird. Michigan was off the chain. Where else was shit going down? Here in New Mexico, there were protests at UNM Hospital. Didn't you tell me about a couple other going on, too?
I can't remember where now, but yeah, there was a couple other ones. Maybe one was like North Carolina, some other one. But a lot of people are getting upset with the quarantine. Feel like they're taking way too long to open up businesses. They know like that they're being feel like they're being forced on unemployment. You know, because there's no options for jobs.
Yeah, and people are fucking sick of it. You know, like the same. And it's not that meme where like the Republicans are like, "Thank you, sir, for my check." It's more like, "Fuck your check. I want to be working." You know.
And these programs that they built, these small business loans, like they ran out of $349 billion in less than 2 weeks. The money's gone for small business loans. The things that they've done are just asinine. I mean, they gave huge tax cuts to people who make over $1 million a year. You're giving over 20% tax cuts. Like, I mean, in $1.7 million average in tax breaks for the people who make over $1 million a year.
And that's a good...
A lot of corporations took a lot of money as well in these bailout funds and these emergency funds, and we're not getting a list of who they went to or you know are they going to pay them back at what rate? Is there any rate discussed at all? It seems like all this is being kept from us. Like it seems like it's a really big like once you pay out this money, you can't fucking get it back. You know, like these companies seem to be fucking taking advantage of the system. We have reports of even like hedge funds managers for fucking reporting as a small business and taking out loans to pay employees. Like they invest in stocks. They're gambling with taxpayer dollars now. It's
wow.
It seems like there's very little control here, and the rich are just laughing it up. And maybe the Boogaloo is fucking time to fucking show these rich people that fucking it's not okay just to you know fool with 22 million people's lives who are fucking unemployed right now.
Right, you know, exactly.
Like, these people need jobs and need money now. And they don't really want the handouts. They don't want to be on welfare. They don't want to live in socialism.
I don't think it's just that, though. I think it's also like people want a purpose, you know? They don't want to be a ward of the state. They don't want to be controlled, you know, have the government's money in their pocket. They want to provide for themselves. They want to stand up on their own 2 feet. They want to be strong. And part of, you know, a lot of red-blooded Americans, blue-collar workers, that's their identity, you know? And they're fighting for that as Americans, you know? I feel like that's part of it, too. But I get all sappy fucking patriotic on shit, you know? Because that's how I feel deep down. Like, that's the only reason I'm fucking still standing right now is because I want to see something different for this, you know? And that's why we keep hitting you up every week after week to try to, like, get the conversation going. Fuck. But y'all are asleep, man. A lot of you out there are fucking sleepy. And there's nothing we can really do about it. You could lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. That is for fucking sure. We got some interesting clips for you tonight as well, Crafter. Probably like our fucking clips. And I found an interesting lefty news organization. Have you ever heard of Gravitas before?
Maybe. It seems familiar, some YouTube shit.
Yeah, Gravitas and it's like WIO something. It's like an Indian outfit and fucking... Anyways, they have some interesting stuff all over the place. It's more like... It reminds me of RT in that, like, everybody gets shit. But they throw it hard down on Donald Trump as well, which I think is important. It's, like, our job as, you know, American citizens to criticize the president, criticize all branches of government, and most importantly, criticize those local... I mean, that's... Before we go on to fucking clips, we got to kind of touch on that, and that's, like... Governor, you know, the governor's rights, how it's been these meetings between Trump and all these governors talking about when we're going to open up the country again. And it instantly becomes a political thing rather than like what's best for the people, you know, what's best for their psyches, what's best for their pocketbooks, what's best for the country as a whole. Instead, it becomes like my politics suggests that I do it this way, right? My politics suggests that, that we got to keep this closed and shit like that. But I feel like we're going to see a lot of that, a lot of both sides of this. And one side of this is going to be the Republican or the more right side of not really thinking it through, not planning, you know, gradual reopening. It's just going to be like gung ho. And then what's going to happen? Fucking a massive spike that's going to cause national news, which is going to affect how they reopen, you know? It's this game that's played now. Like, oh, we have optics on this. You know, these optics say that you need to go this route now. See, we told you, right? And then you're going to see the other end of it, of economies just totally crushing in areas and, you know, small businesses in areas never being able to open up again in like, more lefty areas where they're wanting to set an example for the rest of the nation. Go fuck yourself, bro. Why don't we think that we dug ourselves in here. How do we get ourselves out?
And that's the real question, that we don't really have an exit strategy. This has never been done before. It's like we walked into Iraq again. I don't know. It's really weird how we've got to this place where we have different states banning different things, calling different things essential based on their politics, or, you know, like states holding out longer if they're more Democrat, and Republicans wanting to open up. You know, it's weird that we're there's no real national guideline or attention or fucking recommendation even. I don't know what's happening. I don't put it past the Democrats in certain states to try to hold out longer, to destroy the economy more, to make less likely that Trump wins. Like, I believe that it's possible that some states were holding on to medical equipment for their own use instead of distributing to other states, and that's why the federal government stepped in and seized some. I think it's possible that these states with political agendas, we see, like, you know, what's gone on with Trump and the amount of hate and memes and balloons and parades and that someone wouldn't put it past, you know, if this will hurt Trump, it's worth it. The end justifies the means, and that's never true. It's never true.
It isn't. It's fucking insane. let's broaden our view here for a second and look at this from the national view. I have this clip from Gravitas inside China's global propaganda campaign, because at the root of this, you know, there's such a global element to this. And is there a global cabal that's working in the scenes to make it so that China is used as a scapegoat? Or is it truly China's fault and we're going to have to have run-ins with them, either sanctioned or by force? I don't know. But this is an interesting... hopefully you guys will be able to get the accent from this woman and everything, but this is a very interesting perspective from Gravitas. Here we go.
Have you heard about the concept of the big lie? The big lie is a propaganda technique often linked to Hitler. The idea is very simple. If your lie is big enough, people might actually believe it. And if you repeat a lie often enough, people end up buying it. Do you know who's trying to use the concept now? China. In a bid to control the narrative, China is spreading lies and spending money on messaging. The coronavirus outbreak is the biggest challenge the communist regime has faced. China's pro-development image has taken a beating. China's donation diplomacy has backfired. China's lies and supplies have few takers now.
I don't know about that. I feel like supply-wise, they're in this interesting seat now where they can fucking sell shit back to people. I don't know.
Beijing has launched a PR campaign. It is spending big money to buy good press. On Gravitas tonight, we will expose China's coronavirus propaganda. It's a two-pronged plan, really. It is designed for the digital age. First, use state media outlets to push positive stories. And second, use popular social media websites to push that content.
Interesting. It seems like the opposite of what we're doing here. It's like, use social media outlets and news to push the negative spin on everything. And then positive there? That's fucking weird.
For ads on social media websites. Get more views. China's state-owned media is the vehicle for this propaganda campaign. How do they do it? Well, Stanford University has come up with a new study. The study says that the Chinese state media is actively trying to shape conversations online. The study found that Chinese media is pumping more posts on Facebook. From January this year, there's been a dramatic jump in content. Content that was paid for by the Chinese government. What you call paid news. Here's a revealing example. See how China tried to spin a negative story in its favor. The story is dated February 13th.
That's beautiful, though. I love how they stack that. Why? Because CNN is totally mimicking anything that's coming out of China. That's fucking beautiful.
It was published, it says, and I'm quoting, "Good news. A 33-year-old woman infected with novel coronavirus pneumonia gave birth to a baby girl with no infection." It does sound like good news, but it's only half the story. The report did not give the bad news. No infection, it says. This newborn was the youngest person to be tested positive for the coronavirus. The spin doctors chose to bury this. Let me give you one more example. 29th January, CGTN, Chinese state television, said that Wuhan had built a hospital in 6 days. Well, China sent countless videos and pictures for the world to see. I'm sure you too saw those trucks in action and wondered if any other country in the world can build hospitals so fast. It did seem incredible. The fact is, China did build a hospital in record time, but it was not 6 days, as CGTN claimed. It took 2 weeks. You can forgive the exaggeration, but not something like...
But, Jesus, it's a little bit, it lays it on a little bit thick there. I'm like, okay, so what? They're lying about the time that it took to construct a fucking hospital, whatever. Like, that seems a little bit of a stretch, I don't know.
Like this. This was perhaps the most shocking attempt to mislead, the death of Dr. Li Wenliang. We've run many reports on him on this show. He was the first whistleblower doctor, the man who tried to warn about the coronavirus outbreak. Dr. Li was threatened and reprimanded by the Chinese officials for speaking out. Later, he contracted the coronavirus himself and he died in February. How did China tell his story? The government's mouthpiece, the People's Daily, put this spin to the story. It said that Dr. Lee passed away after, quote-unquote, an all-effort rescue. It tried to show how the system went all out to save him. No mention of the threats, no mention of the censorship that he suffered. These may appear like small instances, but you have to look at the cumulative effect. It is small stories that construct the big picture. The picture that China wants to portray is that of a government valiantly saving its people and selflessly helping the world. China is already trying to rewrite the history of the coronavirus. It is making sure that its version prevails. We also
obviously super heavy on the front of, like, you know, it's opinion piece. You could feel it just in the way she speaks. But do you give any sort of validity to the idea that, like, China is, you know, changing their narrative there?
I mean, I definitely. I mean, it's kind of the same kind of USSR tactics that any kind of communist state does, you know, because the state is everything. The state is everyone. It's better than everyone. It's more important than any individual. And for it to be wrong, I mean, makes people question everything, and they might have to start doing things on their own, you know, so you could never question the state. So, you know, mistakes get buried or minimized or fucking exaggerated on how good they are. And it happened in the USSR the same way. And, like, when, you know, like, I mean, did you watch Chernobyl? You know,
It's the
best, you know, stylized Hollywood version of that.
I see. So China is just the negligent party in this. And they released the virus through their own negligence, right? It was definitely something developed in the lab during Obama administration, but... not developed. It was mutated in a lab during Obama administration, but then fucking haphazardly released into markets there because one of their workers decided they didn't want to admit that they were infected. Am I far from the truth? Does that seem closer to reality?
I think that's about what happened. I think a researcher fucking got infected in the lab and went out in public and infected multiple people in public and it spread like wildfire. And after China took care of their own cases, it's maybe even possible they purposely sent people to other countries. I'm just saying it. I'm just putting it out there. China might have purposely done it.
Damn. So fuck, I mean, they China. Have a lot to... Yeah, fuck you, China. But they have a lot to benefit from it, too. It's like, okay, cool. If we can cripple the rest of the world and use our, you know... the greatest wealth that we have, which is human energy, then fuck the rest of the world. We'll just release this virus and fucking Thanos the fucking shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, like, we've been shut down at least a month. Like, if you could shut down the whole world for 6 months, you know how far ahead they'll be and everything?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's so insane. and that's crazy, too, because imagine if they actually stayed shut, what kind of effect that would have on the environment. Considering their carbon footprint. It's all these organizations want to fucking point fingers at the United States, but the United States goes above and beyond as compared to other countries when it comes to emissions and things like that. Look at fucking China. Jesus. We don't want to talk shit about India either, I guess, but India too, motherfuckers. Goddamn, get your shit to fucking together, you know? You can't just put it on one country, you know? You can't just point out the people that are successful and fucking do it. To them. I guess you can, huh? That's kind of what we want to do.
I think that's the general idea of what we want to do, but I feel like you don't move forward until you have a more specific plan laid out. You don't just fucking just generalize and stereotype and just start fucking murdering people. That fucking makes you psychopath. Like, you know, it's a general idea. We need to get some research and get some fucking, you know, we need real targets here. And if these people don't give up willingly, that's when fucking violence happens.
Exactly.
I'm not advocating any of that shit. No, man. Fuck that.
Right. This next one's from Reuters. And this is pointing more, again, to the point of China. I feel like the world is awakening to China's bullshittery. This is China denies accusations COVID-19 was built in a lab.
China's foreign ministry on Thursday addressed accusations the coronavirus originated in a lab in Wuhan where the disease first emerged, saying the World Health Organization has found no evidence that the virus, which has infected more than 2 million people globally, was made in a lab.
Right?
Had a World Health Organization.
Yeah, and fucking the crazy thing about that guy too is just all of the rhetoric that's coming from him is just straight up Chinese talking points. It's insane.
Transmission of the novel coronavirus is clear. We always believed this is a scientific issue which should be studied by scientists and medical experts. I would like to remind...
And you were studying it in a lab, and for some reason you couldn't keep it there?
The WHO has repeatedly said there's no evidence...
Fuck the WHO!
...that the coronavirus was made in a lab. Many well-known medical experts in the world also believe that claims of the so-called laboratory leaks have no scientific basis.
On Wednesday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Beijing, quote, needs to come clean on what they know. And at his daily news conference at the White House, President Donald Trump said the U.S. is looking into whether the virus came from a Chinese lab, but did not want to go into detail about it.
Multiple sources are telling Fox News today that the United States government now has high confidence.
I love when Trump's like, why would I tell you? Why would I tell you? Yeah, we have a plan, but why would I tell you? It's my favorite.
And while the coronavirus is a naturally occurring virus, it emanated from a virology lab in Wuhan that because of lax safety protocols, an intern was infected, who later infected her boyfriend, and then went to the wet market in Wuhan, where it began to spread. Does that correspond with what you have heard from
officials?
Well,
I don't want to say that, John, but I will tell you more and more we're hearing the story. And we'll see. When you say multiple sources, now there's a case where you can use the word sources, but we are doing a very thorough examination of this horrible situation that happened. Go ahead, please.
The question of whether the virus came from a Chinese lab has been the subject of theories on the internet and has further strained ties between the United States and China, as the U.S. has already accused China of mishandling the outbreak.
There's no way to confirm any of those numbers.
And has also questioned the accuracy of China's coronavirus death toll reported by Beijing.
I agree.
Their numbers seem to be a little bit on the light side, and I'm being nice when I say that.
Yep. We're going to skip this Gravitas clip. You want to see what a fucking a wet market in Wuhan looks like?
Yeah.
All right, I kind of do.
This is going to be fucked up, but I do.
So this guy, he's a FPV.
Go away, kids.
Right? This guy's an FPV pilot that I like to watch named Skadoosh, and he's an expat that lives in China. Well, I bet he's regretting leaving America right now because he's bringing this footage from directly inside these Chinese markets. There's some sort of fucking politician over the top of it. There's some good shit in it, too. We'll watch part of this. Here we go. Oh, God. There we go. Warning, extreme weather content!
I want to talk about the biggest and the most important story in the world, the Wuhan coronavirus. This coronavirus is a catastrophe on the scale of Chernobyl.
Some
for
fish
China.
For you, bro.
But actually, it's probably worse than Chernobyl, which was localized in its effect. The coronavirus could result in a global pandemic. While you were all sleeping overnight, the number of diagnosed cases in China increased by 30%. Now, let me be clear, that's not new cases. That is just newly admitted cases. It is probably several orders of magnitude higher than that.
Tell me, does that look like social distancing to you?
6 feet!
Yeah, do you think you could do 6 feet in China?
Fuck no, that's why I'm not going to that shithole.
Fuck that, dude. I'm not down. Sorry.
Also, while you were sleeping, China now has its entire border with Russia closed. 2,600 miles Russia is closed.
That guy with the fucking aviators, that's Skadoosh.
Is that border. El Al has shut down travel between Israel and China. Air France has shut down travel between China and France.
Dude, check this thing out. Yeah, check that. You see that lady right there pouring something into this thing?
Yeah.
Really look at the bottom of that, what you see. What do you see there? Here, watch.
And that's
watch.
In addition
this,
to all the other
crazy
countries that have already shut down travel. From what we know so far, and there's still many unknowns, this virus could have
a dude.
Incubation period.
For real, did you see that?
Yeah, it's a defeatherer thing.
Yeah, dude, fucking defeatherer, man. It looks like it's made out of a log, too. It's fucking weird. I want one, though. It's fucking awesome.
Period, as much as 14 days. And
dirty as fuck.
Individuals.
Right, dude. And, yeah, that's it'd be cool to have a defeatherer, but not in fucking open-air market. Like, this is fucking crazy.
Could be contagious while asymptomatic, which was not the case with SARS.
Don't touch the animal, Dick.
I know, dude, what the fuck? Yeah, exactly. What the fuck are you doing, bro?
Furthermore, from some cases, it appears the virus could be aerosolized, which means it doesn't...
What up, Juno? How's it going? Welcome to the fucking stream. Boom, chaka.
...require the kind of contact that you have with, say, a married couple kissing each other or a family living in close quarters in a hotel or apartment, but rather the distances we are all sitting apart right now. Yet China is still lying about all of this. They've been lying about it from the very beginning, and you don't need their history of lying about SARS in 2003, though it is relevant here. You just have to see what's happened over the last 2 months. We now know that the first case manifested no later than December 1, even though China didn't reveal it to the WHO until a month later on December 31st, when they continued to hide it from their own citizens, and they continued to say that it had been contained inside Wuhan. Today, it is in every single province in China.
That guy got gloves
they also on. Claimed...
That guy, yeah, at least these people have gloves on, right? That's like a different change. But that water does not look good. These fish no. do not look like they're on ice. Or I haven't seen any fucking ice anywhere. You know what I mean? I don't know. Yeah, and this isn't closed off. There's no sneeze guards. It's people interacting directly with the product. You know what I mean? Like, easy for shit to spread.
For almost 2 months, until earlier this week, that it had originated in a seafood market in Wuhan.
Oh, this part's good. Listen up to this part. If you haven't listened to any of this, this is the part right now, because this is the part that seems like they're trying to skew the truth.
That locals had contracted it from animals in, say, bat soup or snake tartare. That is not the case. The Lancet published a study last weekend demonstrating that of the original 40 cases, 14 of them had no contact with the seafood market, including patient zero. As one epidemiologist said, that virus went into the seafood market before it came out of the seafood market. We still don't...
Now that I listened to that a second time, actually, that sounds about right. It came from the laboratory to the fucking market and then out.
Know where it originated. Could have been another seafood market. Could have been a farm. Could have been a food processing company. I would note that China, that Wuhan also has China's only biosafety level 4 super laboratory that works with the world's most deadly pathogens to include, yes, coronavirus.
Damn.
Now, look at China's own actions. They have quarantined 60 million people. 60 million, more than the entire population of our West Coast. They've shut down schools indefinitely. Classes canceled nationwide. Indefinitely. Hong Kong, a part of China, has basically shut down all travel from the mainland.
Yeah, Hong Kong got fucked, dude. I feel bad for Hong Kong.
That's why it is essential that we immediately stop all travel on commercial aircraft between China and the United States. Making exceptions, of course, for American citizens to come back, as we just brought back yesterday, allowing essential trade to flow as long as crews on ships and aircraft are not allowed to go into the general population in America, and making exceptions, of course, for medical personnel to go into China to try to get a handle on this. It is essential that we take those steps, and essential that we get to the bottom of China's deceit and incompetence on this measure. And gentlemen, I raise this with you because you are responsible in your combatant commands for some countries that have the most fragile public institutions, to include the most fragile public health institutions.
We're talking about the biggest and the most important story.
Yeah, so there you have it. Fucking straight out of Wuhan, dude. Straight the fuck out of Wuhan. Would you eat meat out of Wuhan market?
Fuck no. Fuck no. I wouldn't, no. I'm not ever going in.
The last part it really caught me about what he said is that, like, we need to hold China responsible. Why hasn't that been even brought up at all?
They should pay for this shit.
Yeah.
They should pay for everybody's fucking shit. Everybody should pay for
it. I agree. They pay for the world. Absolve America's debt. How about that?
Yeah. Fucking...
There you go. Fuck you, China. So did you hear that that Donald Trump is the God Emperor now?
Yeah, God Emperor Trump. He can tell everybody what to do. Fucking, he is the supreme leader. That's what we chose president for instead of a king. Oh, yeah, that's why.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, of course, Bloomberg has his own spin on that shit. And I feel it necessary to, you know, lift it up every once in a while, even if just for lulls. This is Trump claims untested power to adjourn Congress in a normie fight. Nominee fight. Fuck normie fight. It is a normie fight. Here we go.
The Senate's duty and vote on my nominees, or it should formally adjourn so that I can make recess appointments. If the House will not agree to that adjournment, I will exercise my constitutional authority to adjourn both chambers of Congress. The Constitution provides a mechanism for the president to fill positions in such circumstances. The recess appointment, it's called. The Senate's practice of gaveling into so-called pro forma sessions where no one is even there has prevented me from using the constitutional authority that we're giving.
Hmm. Hmm. See, that's where it gets... yeah, that's where it gets spinny right there. So wait a minute, is that what this is saying? It's saying that both the House and the Senate agree that January 3rd, 2021, that's the new date?
When the Congress session is adjourned.
Oh, okay, interesting. That's assuming he fucking continues on, hold on. Interesting. So what do you think? Is this constitutional? Is this what we think it is, or is it blown out of proportion?
I mean, I think that they said it pretty straightforward in this video. You know, that can happen. If they disagree, instead of, you know, holding up progress in anything, they should be adjourned until later. So I think maybe that is constitutional. The tricky part gets in if they refuse. If they refuse to leave the chambers, are all American citizens going to be okay with watching the Senate and their congressmen be arrested? I would be happy about it, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, same. Same. Yeah, round them all up. Yeah. Imprison them all.
But, I mean, it would definitely be an escalation of things. Maybe not like a dire escalation, but, you know, like as it says, there's a framework for this to happen. So it's really up to the Senate and Congress to choose a different adjournment date, you know, more fitting of the president's timeline, unfortunately. So, you know, like, he wants to fill these vacancies in certain positions, and they won't do it because they're so divided. So, I don't know, we need to do something. So, it's not like I really like Trump, but, you know, I guess they've afforded these powers to presidents before.
Interesting, okay. So we'll see how that unfolds. And again, I think this is going to be a weird state-federal battle. I don't know why. The state should be happy that the federal government's like backing up and letting them do their thing, but then it just becomes a political mess again. You know, we're not thinking about the people still. We're thinking about the politics. Speaking of which, Trump talks to governors about reopening the economy. We've been fucking hinting on this. I got a clip on that.
So Fox is more dick swinging. Everybody dick swinging.
Here we go, dick swinging.
Country, we're told there are guidelines being drafted to help reopen the country. Chief White House correspondent John Roberts from the North Lawn fills us in on those details. What are you learning, John? Get out.
Bruh, is it just me, or does this motherfucker have the biggest forehead ever?
Yeah, that's like a seven head. That's not four.
Right?
Not five. Fuck. Or six, that's seven.
That's a fucking seven head, dude, for real.
Bill, good afternoon to you. We're learning that those guidelines have been drafted. They will be revealed tonight at 6 o'clock. Right now, the president
your
is
character
just walking
from
the nation's
Mars
50
attacks.
Governors
God
through
dang.
Them. The
I know, seriously,
the
dude.
Is opening up America again. Some specific medically-based metrics for reopening the country. And here's part of what the president is going to be looking at tonight from at least a 30,000-foot level. This is going to be a governor-led initiative. It will be data-driven and layered. This won't be a cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all approach. It will be specifically tailored, not just state-by-state, but even county-by-county. Some governors will continue shelter-in-place orders, while others will be able to open sooner, I'm told. Doctors Redfield, Fauci, and Birx, the White House says, have all signed off on the guidelines, all three of them agreeing that this is...
That's crazy. I feel like they had to talk Fauci into that one. Because, you know, Fauci, I feel like, is part of the medical tyranny.
The way forward. This is what the president said just before he got on the call with the governors as he was outside on the South Lawn just a little while ago.
And we'll be informing them, and I think they'll be very happy with what we're doing. They want to win this war, and we're going to win it. We're going to win it very, very big, and hopefully very soon.
Now, he's just walked through these guidelines, at least in the 30,000-foot level, in a conference call. The guidelines, really, I'm told, are recommendations for the...
I hate when it's like, hopefully, right? Because, like... hope in one hand and shit in the other, and then tell me which one fills up first. What are you saying here, Juno? In New York, all of the COVID measures got extended to May 15th. Yeah, that seems to be the next target date, but to me it's just a push-off, you know? It's like, oh, well, if we just open up incrementally, by the time we've kept them under our regime for 2 years, no one will fucking notice. Like, turning the fucking heat up on the pot, on the boiling crabs slowly, you know?
Oh, one church held services. Oh, that's 2 more weeks. That's 2 more weeks, everybody. Oh, one guy was outside smoking crack. That's another 3 days, everybody. That's 3 more days of quarantine. Sorry, guys.
Exactly.
If you guys would learn.
Fucking. But we have hope. We got tons of it.
Governors
that and shit.
Governors to draw up their own plans. As we said, some states will be able to open much sooner. Others are going to take a lot longer. Like, you can expect that New York City is going to take a lot longer than, say, a city in Idaho or Oklahoma might. The White House says that the buck is going to stop with the governors, that this thing is going to be data-driven, not date-driven, and it will be ultimately, Bill, up to the states to determine what is appropriate for them. But the federal government will be following along all the way, Bill.
Very interesting. Ohio's governor just last hour says they're working on their plan, John, just as you're reporting there. What's the tone the president will take on this when he comes
out? The president will say, well, clearly the country has been through an upheaval, the likes of which we haven't seen in a long, long time. But he will also pay tribute and recognize and salute the people who've helped us get through all of this, the doctors, the nurses, the first responders, all of the people on the front lines, the people who have managed to get supplies to where they need to be, leaders on the state and local levels, the businesses that have stepped up. And just a little while ago in the South Lawn of the White House, the president paying tribute to the truckers of this nation who have kept...
Oh, did you see that shit? When he had the trucker up and shit?
No.
I really think Trump's just missing doing the fucking, all his, whatever, the fuck are they called, his Trump rallies. I think he just misses it, you know, because he always loved to bring people up, you know, to the stage. Like, check out these people, they're the best people. Same thing with these truckers. Check out this trucker, he's the best. The best trucker. Fuck. But yeah, I can't, for some reason I can't listen to Fox News right now, man. Like, it's so contrived. It's like, we're doing so great, like... The president's doing so great. Fuck the president, dude. Fuck the president. Fuck the paradigm between what's going on between houses and parties and shit like that. And fuck the president, dude. What do we have to do here to make the people stronger and healthier and more safe? How do we do that?
These rich bucks don't give a shit about us. They're in a different class of money. Kind of money we couldn't make. No matter what we try. You know, it's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. It is unfortunate. Even if you fucking, you know, worked, let's say you worked at a call center and then you fucking got some certs and you got yourself into an IT job and then you ended up working for like some outfit at like HP or something making like, you know, 120,000 a year, right? You're still a drop in the bucket compared to these assholes. Fuck them. So fuck, yeah, I can't even, dude. Like, where, you know, the people that are really holding it down for me right now are those motherfuckers out in Michigan and shit. Defying, you know, civil disobedience to fucking make the point and to try to fight what they really truly believe in, which is their values and their ability to work. This is a little clip of them from The Guardian going down. Here we go. Literally out, you know, not even in vehicles and stuff like that. They out. They interacting with each other. They don't give a fuck. And you'll see what you said before comes into play. Anyways,
we don't get to work. You don't get to work. Freedom is essential. Fear.
Our community is struggling. My husband is on unemployment for the first time in our life. And it's unwillingly that we're taking unemployment. We want to go back to work.
Time for our state to be opened up. We're tired of not being able to buy the things that we need, go to the hairdresser.
Oh my God. Let's get my hair, dude.
It's time to open up.
It's ready to stand defiant against this governor and open up business tomorrow.
I know that people are angry, and that's...
Oh, all- there she is, Gretchen Whitmer, Michigan governor. What you gotta say, bitch?
Okay, and if you wanna take it out and send it my way, makes you feel better, that's fine. We know that this rally endangered people. When people gather that way without masks, they were in close proximity, they were touching one another, that's how COVID-19 spreads.
Another 2 weeks with you, back to the gulag!
And so the sad irony here is that the protest was that they don't like being in this stay-home order, and they may have just created a need to lengthen it, which is something that we're trying to avoid at all costs.
See, exactly. Oh, see what you did? Another reason we gotta lengthen this. Fuck your freedoms. Fuck your freedoms. You see? If you just would have behaved and complied, we could have gotten through this, but no, this is your fault. Yeah. Fuck the powers of be. And she sound, her accent is totally fake. She sounds like a Minnesotan accent, doesn't she? She didn't sound like she's fucking Michigan. Give me a break. Get the fuck out of here, bitch. Gretchen fucking fucking Gretchen Wuhan. Fucking all the Wuhans. We got it here in New Mexico, too. The Michelle Wuhan Grisham, who cares more about her, you know, her national political her, you know, perspective, how people view her nationally than what she cares about, what her own state cares about her, you know. And we're going to see that more and more.
It's weird that all the Democrats have decided that this is the way to lock down perpetually until everyone's okay, and trust in the medical system, to trust in the system that created the opioid crisis, the trust in the system that's raised medical costs higher than any other country in the history of the fucking world. I mean, and this is what we're supposed to trust them to save our lives. Like, no. There's been no track record of. I'm not saying there's not good doctors, there's not good medical providers. There definitely are, but overall, the system is about draining people's bank.
Yes, exactly. It's about making you the new slave, the debt slave. That's all we are, is just fucking batteries and cogs in the machine. But I think they're starting to find out, you know, the oil that greases their system is paid through our tax dollars, you know? State's gonna fail otherwise, man. I don't know what else to say on that.
Yeah, I don't know why they think they have money that didn't come from tax dollars. It's not like they're a business or they make anything. They right? all get it.
Unless they're just going to live off their nefarious means, and this is the culling of the American people. Maybe?
Yeah, maybe. When we start starving, we'll see.
We will see, indeed. It's going to be intense. Well, we're here every week, folks. We are verbose.xyz. If you're just catching us for the first time, we super fucking appreciate it. I don't know if I've said this in a while. Fucking shout out to Alex Jones. You've been holding it down for a minute, and it's been fucking crazy, man. All the things that you have said are starting to come true more and more. Fucking blows my mind. Get your water filters, motherfucker. Get your face mask. Get your fucking gloves, because we're going to need them when we go out and get this boogaloo going, okay? If you're going to congregate and do this shit, wear the proper PPE so the government doesn't have any other reason to take away your fucking shit. Even more than they're doing so. Right?
6 feet.
6 feet, motherfuckers.
Harder to get shot when you're 6 feet.
Damn. Especially if you suck at aiming. Palestine, fucking straight Palestine, bro. Egypt, you're fucking definitely bisexual, and the gay is real, motherfuckers. I am the Mad Scientist, Miles Railroad. We're here every week, Thursdays, 7 o'clock Mountain Time. Fuck around, bitches. Let's get this boogaloo going. Come around, we'll talk about it. We'll be here, verbose.xyz. See you next time. Raging and warring, probably lost my bitch to an athlete. Fuck it, I'ma pull up with another bitch. Mad fleet, I remember Crystal them told me I was mad weak. From that day, I never let another bitch embarrass me. I had to wear the same draw. Going out for weeks, the nigga stay, but this shit paid off. Flexing like I own a rental, nigga, I had to play it off. Hoes, I put this dick off in they hole just like I'm playing golf. Anytime I ran up out of work, I sold them drywall. I was broke, you threw it on a scale, cause I can't eyeball. Homie, I just came from being homeless, that's a sidebar. That's why with this rat shit, I be focused, can't take time off. Boy, I'm not a killer, but don't push me, that's on my mom. Come on, killers out there swimming in the deep end. Before you knew that nigga drunk, cause he was deep in. Score a ball, bitch, you playing on the defense. My little niggas catching bodies every weekend. My little shooter made a movie with the sequence. Play with us and we gon' turn that nigga pretense. And the foreign picked him up from out the precinct. Cause he gon' still put in that pressure to the beef ends. Cheat, but I probably kill her if she cheat on me. Homicidal thoughts don't mix with G's on me. Plus I be with G's, homie. Stick hot like 98 degrees on me. Trigger finger itchy like some fleas on me. Sleeping on my nigga's sofa. Sleeping on the floor, I couldn't even tell a bitch come over. Now it's all Dior on my body like my melatonin. Niggas took the stand, I can't believe them boys were telling on me. Street shit is hella funny, yeah. Look in my eyes, you see I'm dodging all the demons. Came a long way from swiping fraud cards at all the demons. I was plotting and scheming. Popping bad bean, the shit I thought it then dreamed it. Turn it to reality, this your fatality. Killing any nigga saying he got the same style as me. I'm the only rapper saying shit with no apology. Pull up, you can holler be. Your favorite rapper shit, just ain't as hot as me. So, spit fire in the booth. 4G auto tires on the coupe. OG's looking at me like they inspired to be me when I inspired to be you. It's crazy, but it's true. Yeah. Yeah. 90310 to run the shit. You know what's going on, nigga. Big you, big on brother.